And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 23rd of March, 2025. March 23rd is National Coyote Day. The coyote is a species of canine native to North America. They are smaller than their close relative, the wolf. The coyote fills much of the same ecological niche as the golden jackal does in Eurasia. However, the coyote is generally larger. The coyote is a prominent character in Native American folklore, usually depicted as a trickster that alternately assumes the form of an actual coyote or a man. As with other trickster figures, the coyote uses deception and humor to rebel against social conventions. The animal was especially respected in Mesoamerican cosmology as a symbol of military might. After the European colonization of the Americas, coyotes were seen in Anglo-American culture as a cowardly and untrustworthy animal. Unlike wolves, who have seen their public image improve, attitudes towards the coyote remain largely negative. The basic social unit of a coyote pack is a family containing a reproductive female. However, unrelated coyotes may join forces for companionship or to bring down prey too large to attack on their own. Coyotes keep rodent and rabbit populations in check and reduce the spread of rodent-borne zoonotic diseases. Coyotes clean up our streets and ecosystems of carrion. Coyotes limit mesocarnivore populations and increase bird diversity and abundance. Coyotes, like everyone, belong and have a right to exist, but at least 500,000 coyotes are killed each year, of which approximately 64,000 are killed by the USDA's Wildlife Services Agency at taxpayer expense to protect livestock interests. Accurate numbers do not exist for how many coyotes are killed through sport or wildlife killing contests, and this number is likely a very low estimate. Essentially, no protections are offered to coyotes, allowing them to be poisoned, trapped, aerial gunned, and killed for bounties and in contests, 365 days a year, often in unlimited numbers. Indiscriminate killing of coyotes does not work to reduce coyote populations, increase prey populations, or reduce human-wildlife conflict. Instead, indiscriminate killing disrupts social systems and subsequently encourages more breeding and migration, which can lead to increases in livestock conflict. Additionally, higher survivability of coyote pups follows the temporary increase in available prey after brief population declines. Our cruel treatment of coyotes represents the pinnacle of unethical and unscientific predator so-called management in North America's carnivores. Yet their resiliency provides hope that coexistence is still possible. Today is the birthday of Josh Tetrick, born on this day in 1980. Josh Tetrick is an American social entrepreneur and speaker. He is currently the CEO of Just Incorporated, a food startup company based in Northern California. Tetrick spent 3 years in sub-Saharan Africa working on various social campaigns, including a United Nations initiative in Kenya, and teaching street children in multiple African countries as a Fulbright scholar. It was in Africa that Tetrick first noticed serious problems with the global food system. Josh launched Just, a company creating sustainable plant-based food options like Just Mayo, Just Ranch, and Just Cookie Dough. All products are made from plants. None are made with animal products. Just Egg is a vegan alternative to eggs that tastes just like real egg, even though it's made from the protein-rich mung bean. Josh Tetrick, who said, "Our goal is to do everything we can every single day to make sure the food system is a little more just, a little more compassionate, a little bit healthier." And here's a poem for today, Coyote, by Bret Hart. Blown out of the prairie in twilight and dew, half bold and half timid, yet lazy all through, loath ever to leave and yet fearful to stay, he limps in the clearing, an outcast in gray. A shade on the stubble, a ghost by the wall, now leaping, now limping, now risking a fall. Lop-eared and large-jointed, but ever alway, a thoroughly vagabond outcast in gray. Here, Carlo, old fellow, he's one of your kind. Go seek him and bring him in out of the wind. What? Snarling, my Carlo? So even dogs may deny their own kin in the outcast in gray. Well, take what you will, though it be on the sly, marauding or begging, I shall not ask why, but we'll call it a dole, just to help on his way, a four-footed friar in orders of gray. Coyote by Bret Hart. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that coyotes belong here and have a right to exist.